Good morning once more. You're back to listening to Coastal Grooves with me, your host, DJ Mojo, aka Seaman Adam Oika. We also got someone else in the studio with me.
Hello, good morning. This is Commander Beverly Torres, also known as DJ MOB. That's Mother of Boys.
Well, how are you doing today?
I am good. I'm good. I can't believe it's almost the end of October, right? Tomorrow's Halloween already.
I know. And it's almost, what, the end of the year as well. It's crazy.
It is. I can't wait to see the decorations here in Bahrain. I know they, you know, put all those pretty lights. But, yeah, just trying to wrap up this month. It's been a very busy month.
Mm-hmm. We got the question of the day on our Facebook page. When trick-or-treating, what was your favorite candy to get?
So for me, I'm really not a chocolate person. I'm more like a caramel or toffee person. Okay. So when I would get like Rolos or those Heat bars, that's like a score for me. So, okay. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. So it used to be Milky Ways. And I know you said it's probably too chocolatey.
Yes.
And that's probably why I liked them so much, because they had a lot of chocolate. But now it's more Reese's Cups. The actual ones, because I never really got Reese's Pieces. They never really give that out, and that's usually my favorite candy. But the Reese's Cups, though, those are always my favorite to get now.
It's probably because the owner, or you know, the one who's giving it out, that's their favorite too. So they give you
of
like
course.
the plain Hershey bars or the Three Musketeers, and so yeah.
Yeah, they're keeping all the good ones for
exactly
themselves.
Probably eating it as they're giving out the candy. So
yeah. Well, let's just hop straight into it. Why are we here today?
Well, it's that time of the year again, you know. So seasonal flu vaccine is on. So today we'll be talking about the flu and the flu vaccine.
All right. So why is the flu vaccine important?
So influenza, which is in short that we're accustomed to, the flu, is a potential serious disease that can lead to like hospitalization and sometimes even death, right? Mm-hmm. So every flu season is different and it can affect different people. But during typical flu seasons, millions of people get the flu, hundreds get hospitalized. So that's why it's really important that we get that vaccine.
You want it?
What is it?
You got it. AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
So I am back, and we were just talking about a little bit of the question of the day and then why the flu vaccine is important. But how do they work? How do flu vaccines work?
So the flu vaccine antibodies to develop in the body about 2 weeks. So once you get your vaccination, it actually depends on what vaccine that you take, right? If you take the shot that we give in the clinic, it's usually not live. It's called attenuated. So it basically helps you form antibodies against the flu. These antibodies is the one that protect you from getting sick against the flu illness. So seasonal flu vaccine, they're designed to, the way they're designed is every year our researchers, they develop vaccines based on what they predict will be the strain for that season. So they work basically all year round trying to predict what strain is going to be just based on the trends. And then they develop the vaccine, and then that's what we get for the following season. So this year, I think they went to what they call, when they say trivalent, basically there's three different strain that they predict will be coming our way during this season. So that's what we're going to be getting this year, is a trivalent flu vaccine.
Okay, and then they just put in those three different antibodies for that, or for those three different strains?
Those three different strains, right. And then that's what we get.
Yeah, well, who should be vaccinated?
So pretty much anybody that's 6 months and older should get a vaccine. It's very rare that someone cannot get the vaccine, but it is highly recommended for that from age 6 months and older that we get the flu vaccine. It is actually the CDC's, they call it universal recommendation since 2010. So anybody that you know, 6 months and older, should get the vaccine.
We talked about who should be vaccinated, but what about who shouldn't be vaccinated?
like what I said, pretty much everyone can get the vaccine now because there's different influenza vaccine that are approved for use in people in different age groups. So it's very rare that someone, the only thing I can really think of is if you've had a bad reaction to flu, or you're actually deemed that you're allergic to the flu vaccine. Those are the ones that we really recommend not getting the flu the following year. But otherwise, there's different brands out there, that there's different vaccines that are given, administered to the different age groups. And we'll talk about that more in a while.
From 22,000 miles in space via satellite, AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
So we were just talking about who should and shouldn't get the vaccine, and it's pretty much basically everyone should, but what are the benefits of that flu vaccination?
Great question. There's actually many, many, many benefits of flu vaccine. So for one, flu vaccine actually reduces flu illness. It can keep you from getting sick with the flu. I know a lot of people are hesitant to get the flu vaccine because they always say, I swear when I get the flu vaccine, I will, you know, I get sick, so I don't want to get it, you know. Yeah. So, but really, flu vaccine prevents millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visit each year. For example, in 2019 to 2020, that's like before the pandemic happened, there were actually estimated 7 million influenza illnesses, 3 million influenza-associated visits, and 100,000 influenza-associated hospitalization that was prevented during that time. And during seasons when, like, the flu vaccine, you know, like where I was talking about, where when researchers will, they try to figure out the strain or they predict the strain for the following year, when they actually match that vaccine to the actual strain that they have for that season, it actually can even reduce the risk of having to go to the doctor with flu about 40 to 60%. So you can just imagine the significance of that. Yeah. Another benefit of the flu vaccine, it actually reduces the severity of the illness. There's a lot of flu vaccination that has been shown that in several studies that it reduces the severity of illness in people who get vaccinated but still get sick. So it does happen. People still can get sick. And I'll talk about that a little bit more down the show. But when they do get the vaccine, it's not as severe compared to if you didn't get the vaccine. And then another benefit of the flu vaccination is that it can reduce the risk of flu-associated hospitalization. As you know, there's a lot of people that may have like comorbidities or they have chronic diseases. And like, for example, they can get pneumonia. So when you get the flu vaccine, it can actually reduce the chances of you getting, you know, pneumonia or other lung diseases during flu season.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Another reason for it, for benefit of flu vaccine, it actually prevents, like what I said, people with chronic health conditions. It lowers the rate of some cardiac events among people with heart diseases, people who have diabetes, and again, those chronic lung diseases that typically when they get the flu, when they have chronic lung diseases and they get the flu, it's much worse for them.
AFM The Eagle. Don't like it? Try it with ketchup. Serving America's best.
So we were just talking about some benefits to the flu vaccination. And now, could you tell me more about the flu vaccination and the benefits?
Oh, yes, definitely. There's a few more benefits from getting the flu vaccine. So if you're pregnant, that is definitely recommended that you get it because it doesn't just help the pregnant women, you know, from the flu, fighting against the flu, but it also helps after pregnancy, and it also carries on to your new infant, right? Because as you know, we recommend the flu vaccine age 6 months and older. So what happens to those newborn babies? Well, they get those passive immunity from the mother. So if the mother gets it during their pregnancy, then they carry that on and pass it to their newborn and protect them from the flu. Another benefit from that is from the children, right? Children, again, is still building their immunity. So we want to make sure that we help them out by giving the vaccine and protect them from the flu because they're the vulnerable population. They're still trying to build their own immunity. So if when they get sick with the flu, they get sicker compared to other kids that have already been, you know, much older. So that's another benefit. And lastly, I don't know if you've heard of the herd immunity. So basically, if you get the flu shot, it protects you. So basically, someone who cannot receive that flu vaccine, if you're around them, right, you're basically protecting them because you're protected, so you're not passing that flu virus to them. Really does work. The more people that are vaccinated, the more people protected, and then you're protecting the people that can't receive the vaccine. So, So get your flu vaccine.
A lot like real life, only louder. AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
So we were just talking about the benefits of the flu vaccination, but what are the different flu vaccine options?
So the different vaccines are licensed for use in different age group, and some vaccines are not recommended for some age group. So let's start with people who are younger than 65 years of age. So CDC does not really have a preferential. There's a lot of manufacturers out there that produce vaccine, but they recommend any licensed age-appropriate influenza vaccine that they can get. So here we will be offering what they call Afluria. Again, this is I'm not advertising this. I'm just saying what we have available. This age group is available from 6 months and older. Some of them are. This one is not a live vaccine. I know some people are curious about that, and sometimes they want the nasal spray that at some areas that's available where they used to give that. They call it flu mist, but that one's a live vaccine, and you actually administer it through by inhaling it. That's something that we don't have available here.
So is it like those nasal spray medicine things? You just spray it to the back of your nose?
Pretty much. And sometimes I feel like it's easier, right? Because you're not getting a needle on your arm.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's also, there could be errors in administering it, and you don't get the full dose of that because once you administer it through that way, you're not sure or guaranteed that you're getting the whole full dose.
Yeah, exactly.
So questionable efficacy, right?
Yeah.
But with a shot in the arm, you're pushing all that medicine. Usually it's a 0.5 ml or cc, and you push it in and you're getting a full dose.
Yeah.
So that's our preferred way of giving it here. For folks that are 65 and older, again, they're more considered as a high risk or vulnerable population because of some chronic diseases at that age, right? So they actually get a higher dose. And just for example, they call it the flu zone or flu box or flu wad. Those are the higher doses of vaccine that we give to 65 and older or someone that are more needing higher immunity.
Okay, and then why should we get the flu vaccine like every year? I know that's a thing, we get it every year. So why do we have to do that?
Well, a flu vaccine is needed every year for two reasons. So the first reason is that a person's immunity protection for vaccination declines over time. So just like other vaccines, right, we have to go back to medical or to go to the immunization clinic to get certain vaccines in a different period. So for example, tetanus shot, we need to give it 10 years because the efficacy wanes over time. And that's the same reason for the flu. Another reason is the constantly changing strain of flu vaccine. So if you received the flu vaccine this year, it might not be the same strain for next year. So it's not protecting you for that particular strain that they predict, the researchers predict. So that's why we recommend that you get the flu vaccine every year to protect you from the new strains or the strains that are coming in the season.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We are in complete control. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
So we got DJ MOB for Wellness Wednesday, and we were just talking about why do we need to get the flu vaccine every year? But now let's switch it up to how come people still get sick even though they received the vaccine?
So this is like an important topic because I know people are, like what I said earlier, are hesitant to get the vaccine because they feel like they're getting sick whenever they get the flu vaccine. So it's actually possible to get sick with the flu even if you've been vaccinated, although you won't know for sure unless you get the flu test. So people may just get sick, But it's not actually the flu. You're not actually getting the flu. So you won't know until you take the flu test. Okay. But the reason for people getting sick, for one, maybe like what I talked about earlier, the vaccine, the antibodies, it takes about two weeks for the antibodies to be built up for you to protect you from the flu. So you may be exposed to an influenza virus shortly before getting vaccinated. So just think about it, like maybe over the weekend, you flew to another country, and usually people get sick during that time, right? Mm-hmm. But you won't know until you get back. And then you get the flu vaccine on a Monday or Tuesday, and then you associate getting sick from the flu vaccine, where in fact, you probably caught it when you were traveling. So the other part is that you may be exposed to an influenza virus that is not included in the seasonal flu vaccine. So, I mean, the researchers do their best to predict, right, and figure out the strain that be coming in the season, but you just really never know what actually is going to come out that season. So it may be that that strain that we have in that flu vaccine that you receive might not be the one that we're trying to fight during that season.
Yeah.
And then lastly, unfortunately, some people can just become infected with influenza virus that the vaccine is designed to protect against despite getting vaccinated. So it just depends on your age, your health status. And so unfortunately, some people will still just get sick regardless whether they get the flu vaccine or not. Just same like with COVID, right? We got COVID shots, but at the same time, we still got COVID. Mm-hmm. So something to that effect.
We're not bribing you to listen, even with your great sense of humor, not to mention your great looks. Serving America's best.
So we were just talking about how come people still get sick after they get the vaccine. But now let's switch it up and do vaccine side effects. What are the vaccine side effects, and what can people expect when they receive that vaccine?
So for one, a flu vaccine cannot cause flu. So we have to debunk that myth where they think that flu can cause, the vaccine can cause the flu. So flu vaccine that are given like with a needle, right? Like where I was talking to you about like the flu shots are currently made in two ways. The vaccine is made either with one, vaccine viruses that have been killed or inactivated and are therefore not infectious. Or B, with proteins from an influenza virus, which in this case, they call it recombinant influenza vaccine. So now the nasal spray vaccine is made with weakened attenuated. So I remember I was telling you that the nasal, the flu mist, those are actually still live, but they're weakened and also cannot cause flu illnesses.
Yeah, I did not know that at all. I always thought the myth was real. You get the vaccine and you, like, if it's a flu vaccine, you get the flu because you have to have the flu to fight the flu. I don't know what my mind was thinking, but, like, yeah, that's actually pretty cool that it doesn't have it.
Yeah, and I think it's because of the side effects that comes with it. There are, like, side effects that people can expect from pretty much anything that you take, like with medication and stuff. And then they associate it with having the flu when in fact they probably don't have the flu. Like what I said earlier, the only way you know that you actually got the flu is if you take the test and it actually shows like, yes, you're positive for flu. Mm-hmm. But perhaps it's because of the side effects. So with a flu shot, of course, if you get the shot, you will have the soreness and the redness and the swelling where the shot is given. You may get a headache, but that headache should not last more than 24, 48 hours. You may get a little bit of a fever. So especially with kids, when they get shots, you know, you're introducing something foreign in their body. That's your body's reacting to that, getting a fever.
Yeah.
Some muscle aches. Of course, they're injecting it in your muscle, right? And then some people might get nausea and some fatigue. But those symptoms should not last you for a week. Now, if it does, then it might be something else and you probably should get checked. Now, if you were getting the nasal spray, the live the weekend live vaccine, you may get the runny nose, or you might get some wheezing and some headache and vomiting and some muscle aches and again fever, just because of your body's way of reacting to the vaccine. But those are just side effects, and it shouldn't last more than 2 days. And an adult, again, the same thing with the flu. The spray, they can get the same they can get the same signs and symptoms. And so if the problem occurs, they begin soon after the vaccination, and they're usually mild and short-lived. And my thing is, if you do have something that's lasting than that, you should get checked. A lot of people, when they get vaccine, not just flu vaccine, they'll say they had a reaction, but then they don't go to medical. Yeah. And then they'll say, oh, I can't get that, you know, because they're getting hit in their MERS. Or their IMR, that they're due for something, but they're like, well, last time I received that, I got a reaction. Well, what type of reaction? Sometimes they'll say, oh, I got hives. Well, they didn't go to back to their PCM, so it's not noted. So, you know, just being transparent here, our IMS team cannot just defer you from getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
Because that has to be done by a medical provider.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some serious side effects with the flu vaccine. I'm not, you know, does happen. There's what they call Guillain-Barré syndrome, or the GBS. It's a rare neurological disorder after a flu vaccine. So if there's some neurological symptoms that are happening after you receive the vaccine, please definitely see your PCM, and then we can definitely diagnose that and put that on the record. And then with anything else, you can also have severe allergic reaction, like anaphylactic reaction. Those one really needs an immediate medical attention. And then also, if there is a reaction, this is something that we have to report this. They call it the various adverse event reporting system. So please come back to the clinic and let us know.
Yeah, so we were talking about getting the flu. When is the flu available?
Great question. So it's coming up next week. So we have different times and dates. So November 4th and 5th, that's for our active duty civilian employees that are eligible for the vaccine. And that's from 8:30 to 3:30, November 4th and 5th. And we also have one for November 13 and 14. And then on the 6th and the 20th is allocated for children, school age, and also our teachers.
All right. Well, I think that's all we have time for today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just wanted to add the flu, the ShotX is going to be at the P911 at the gym. So, and then lastly, for November, it's going to be our theme for next month is Tobacco-Free Living Month. So we'll be talking about more about tobacco and also about vaping and e-cigarettes. That's all.